Mind Meets Music, helps students' test scores soar. We have proof. So here we are. The reveal has been out. Academic outcomes of at the inaugural gala. Had a good time there. Thanks for what you both do. Dr. Monique Salinas, head of Mind Meets Music. Good morning to you, Dr. Salinas.
Hello, 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 Shelley. So glad to be here. Having a wonderful time, just enjoying spreading the good news about our scores. It's something we always knew worked, but now we have the hard data to support it.
You need data. Dr. Dan Stauffer, good that you are here as well, entrenched in Mind Meets Music with your talents. Good morning to you, Dr. Stauffer.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Shelley. Appreciate it.
Let's start with the basic. Mind Meets Music, dot, dot, dot.
Mind Meets Music is an academic literacy and math intervention program that uses music as its medium. We use music to increase and enhance brain development in underserved, marginalized students, preschool through second grade in the West Michigan area. And we are in 30 schools. We are in 230 classrooms. And this year, if you can believe it or not, we are serving almost 5,000 students. We're so proud of our program, and we're proud of the difference we're making in the precious children of West Michigan.
How are you involved, Dr. Stauffer?
Well, I actually started out when Mind Meets Music first became a nonprofit in 2013. And since that time, I've kind of moved up into the administrative role. I was the director of education for a couple years and director of operations, and now I'm our chief operating officer.
Great. But having those little ones in your classroom, I bet you'll never, I bet you're itching to at least get back and check it out.
Well, every time I get the opportunity to go in and observe a classroom, I'm always reminded of, just that's where the real magic happens, is being with the kids and seeing the kids grow. And so I think that's one of the benefits that our master teaching artists have, is they get to see that firsthand.
And Monique, Dr. Salinas, this is such that you had a goal to accomplish. Grants were presented, certainly a strong board. You tackled this with zest, and now it is time to talk about where you are.
Well, we're very excited by our most recent test results. We formed a partnership with the Department of Education in 2014. We did a four-year grant that allowed us to engage an evaluation and assessment company out of California called WestEd. And they are doing a four-year study of our program that includes getting hard data, establishing a baseline year, and then comparing that baseline year with comparison schools to assess just exactly how effective our program is with kindergarten through second grade students. And we made a big reveal of our second year test results that we received just a short time ago. We made a big reveal at our gala, which was held last Tuesday at St. Cecilia. And we ourselves were amazed at the results.
Ready to share some results, Stan?
Yeah, so like Monique said, we used 2014 as our baseline year, where we just compiled where the students were currently at. And like she said, we also had a comparison group. The comparison group we had was slightly higher performing than our test groups, just because of the nature of the students that Mind Meets Music serves. We're looking to serve the most underserved population of students. And so 2014 baseline year, 2016, 2017, 2 years later, so we found that the students participating in the Mind Meets Music program had an overall improvement rate of proficiency and literacy of 33%. One of our other goals, including improving proficiency rates, was to shrink the gap from the higher performing comparison group. And that first year, 2014, the baseline year, the achievement gap was 30.6 points. And after 2 years, that gap had shrank to 9.6 points. And the really interesting piece that we found was what was going on with mathematics, because we have been focusing on literacy since we started in 2013. So comparing that 2014 baseline year to 2 years later, the 2016 year, we found that Mind Meets Music students were receiving an overall proficiency improvement rate of 52%. And we also shrank that gap between the higher performing comparison group. We started 2014 at 17.6 points, and that gap shrank to 12.3 points.
Wow. Reaction, Dr. Salinas?
We had known from our anecdotal stories and our own experience that our program was working. But we needed the hard data to support our what we knew in our hearts and in our experience. And when we received this data, we were amazed. We were gratified. We felt so wonderful that we had the actual data to support what we always knew. Mind Meets Music is making an appreciable difference in the academic lives and futures of the children we serve.
So I don't know if you put your physiological hat on or what hat on, but we're at the water cooler. How's this work? How is this working?
Well, this is working because it works on the brain. And the area of the brain that is works on literacy is the same area of the brain that works with music. So when you are changing and developing neuron pathways through music, you are affecting the same area that works with literacy, and you're expanding those neuron pathways. So you're developing and enhancing brain development. And we're also working with syntax, phonological awareness, steady beat development, inner voice development, and we're doing all that through music. So we're reaching deeper levels of appreciation, engagement, and understanding, and we're doing it through the medium of music.
And Dr. Stauffer, I've been in your class, and we're not just all sitting around singing songs. Can you take me through a lesson?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that's important to know is that this is very different than you're going to find in your general music classes. We are not a replacement for those music classes. We use precise and systematic techniques to help implement the Mind Meets Music program that differ from music. So we use movement and rhythm. You'll see the kids moving around, developing rhythm, because rhythm is a huge component in terms of literacy. You're going to see students decoding patterns, identifying icons, comparing and contrasting patterns. So you're really going to be seeing things that you're not going to see in your typical music class. And those are specifically, those have been developed over the 5 years that we've been doing this program. So we've had quite a bit of time to perfect those, and based on our test results, what we're doing is working. So we've really been just thrilled with our results, and we really are excited to see what next year's test results are going to hold for us as well.
Right. Again, sharing good news in our community is the organization, this music-based academic intervention program, Mind Meets Music, has revealed academic outcomes at their gala, helping students' test scores soar. So, Monique, again, I've heard your story of beginning this Mind Meets Music. Some dreams are coming true because why, again, did you... You were the stellar Girls Choral Academy director, now run by Lori Tenenhouse, but you were on a mission.
I was on a mission because I had taken a group of my students to sing a concert, and afterwards they had a party, a pool party, and I wanted them to write thank you notes. And my young students really struggled writing those thank you notes. I was so moved and touched by their struggles that I knew I had to do more than just teach them to sing. And I wanted to help them academically. I had known from my PhD work that music helps students academically.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of research and came up with this program that I called Mind Meets Music.
So where do you go from here, Dan?
Well, I think realistically, the future itself is limitless based on our academic results and the work that we've done in the community. However, one of the things that we really need to move forward is the resources that are available in the community. We are really limited by that, and we really need to have the support of the community to help us reach other students who are desperately in need of this program. As you may or may not know, next year there's going to be new legislation where if students aren't proficient readers at the third grade level, they won't be able to proceed to the fourth grade. So we really have a lot of students out there who we would be able to help with our program, and we're really looking to individuals, corporations, donors in the community to help us reach those students who really need the program that we have to ensure not only their academic success in the short term, but also their long-term success as individuals in our community. Because when we help the kids today, we're really enriching the community, and we're really helping grow the community of West Michigan for tomorrow.
Yes. There's a new mission statement.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we're going to be exploring is not just literacy, but based on our math test results, expanding that to include more than just the literacy piece. So we are rolling out our new mission statement, which is building academic success for today's children, shaping the minds of tomorrow's leaders.
How can the community help, Dr. Monique Salinas?
I invite the community to go to our website, www.mindmeetsmusic.com, and you will find just a plethora of information that will talk to you about our program, talk to you about our test results, and also give you information on how to contact us and help us out reach other students, help us out expand our resources. You can get in touch with us by calling 419-4329. We'll happily give you advice and information on how to help us out.
Great. Keep up the good work. You're touching lives and yet more to be touched, that's for sure. Go get them. Mind Meets Music. Thanks to you, Dr. Dan Stauffer and Dr. Monique Salinas.
Thank you, Shelley.
Presence
Thank
of
you,
doctors.
Shelley. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.